in. All right, it is Lauren Dorakowski. Now, Lauren is from PGT Trucking, rather, he is from PMAC Trucking, and he is the CFO, along with Dave Dudo. Dave is here this morning. Gentlemen, it is great to have you on the program today. We've got lots of stuff to discuss, but Lauren, this is your maiden voyage on KDK. It's great to have you here. So let's talk about working with Rick Macklin and BMAC Trucking and what it means to you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me on. Working with Rick and Dave is just great. We worked together very well. Rick's been in business a long time. Between the three of us, we have a big, extensive background of trucking, and it's just great working with both of them.
Dave, I want to talk to you a little bit about not necessarily the customers, because there are so many that you deal with, and I mean many, but from the steel mill industry to Marcellus Shale and what you're doing right now. You know, I've heard so many stories about the railroad industry and where it is right now and how well it is doing, the best since World War II. I see BMAC trucks everywhere on the road, and obviously many of your competitors, Kennedy and PGT, so there are a lot of people out there making money, taking care of their families, and finding a future as you have in the trucking industry. Please tell me that it's going as well as it appears to be. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having us on the show. And yes, you are correct. It's going better than we ever could have imagined right now. We're very grateful to be this busy. After the economy took a downturn a couple of years ago, we rebounded more than we could have expected. I have to say 2011 was an outstanding year for us, and we're almost halfway into 2012, and we're as strong as we were in 2011. It really hasn't let up. It's been very, very strong, very busy. You know, we're able to keep freight on all of our trucks. You know, it's not always the easiest thing to find new drivers to grow your company, but we're trying to grow and add more drivers, more owner operators, more company drivers, so we can haul more freight. We have plenty of freight. We can certainly add a few more drivers.
Well, let me spread the love a little bit. I'm a big fan of your industry, and Rick is kind of like an adopted brother. He's taught me so much about the industry, but Old Dominion and Ford Pitt and so many others that I see, Pitt, Ohio, rather, that are out there doing what they do. It has never been a better time, but the thing that I really enjoy the most about it, and I live in the house of my cousin Joe Graham, J.P. Graham Trucking, for many years in Rochester, still does exist on a smaller scale, that his father started, who was my dad's brother-in-law, and I've been around this industry for such a long time. I have such passion for it. Lauren, I think you'll agree with me. Never have the trucks been safer, the drivers been more educated, and owner operators especially taking more pride in what they do as owners like Rick at BMAC are than they are currently in 2012, correct?
Absolutely, Rob. I think the safety program that BMAC has right now and the extensive program that we put them through, initially when we hire them to having them come in the office and go through procedures as far as how to strap down freight is just more extensive than ever now. And the key is obviously number one is safety. That's our goal. Every day it's a number one priority, and it has to be. Your trucks have to be the safest trucks out on the road, and that's what we strive for every day.
Well, we're going to talk about clean and green compressed natural gas, the filling station, the ground baking ceremony coming up on June 15th, right after the break, because we have got a whole segment still to come. But Dave, what is it about our buddy Rick where he always wants to take giant steps? Just when you think he's done it all, he's settled in. I mean, he just continues to want to strive to be not necessarily the best, but be the most innovative and leave something for the next generation, whether it be his kids, your kids, Lauren's kids, my kids. He wants to always dabble in the future. What is it about this guy that just won't let him sit still?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I admire most about Rick. Rob is there's a lot of flatbed trucking companies out there, and Rick's always trying to find a way to separate us from the others. You know, we're not the biggest carrier, that's for sure. You know, we're not a 1,000 truck fleet. You know, we're not that big. We have about 250 trucks, but you know what, we're growing, and we're always looking for that edge to separate us, to offer a wide array of services. You know, we'll talk about the natural gas filling station shortly, you know, but we also have a barge site in Leedsdale. We handle rail cars, barges, trucks, inbound, outbound, transloading, warehousing, indoor and outdoor storage space. So we're always trying to have an extra niche
Well, whenever Rick says, Rob, you want to go for a ride, it's like a kid on Christmas morning. And from what he showed me down at the river to all the other things that you're doing in our long relationship, it really has just been a story that continues to unfold, and I'm just glad to be a small part of it. Let me get a break in here. We'll come back. We're going to tell you about this clean and green compressed natural gas filling station and the groundbreaking that's happening, and truly is groundbreaking in more than just dirt. What they're doing at BMAC is going to just absolutely set this industry on its ear. And if you're in the trucking industry, you're going to want to stay close. All right, Dave Dudo is here, along with Lauren Dorakowski, CFO, BMAC Trucking, my good friend Rick Macklin. And listen, this is one of the reasons why it will always be difficult to keep up with Rick Macklin, because what they are doing with this groundbreaking, literally in more ways than one, with the clean and green compressed natural gas filling station in Ambridge is absolutely mind-boggling. And it's going to be open to the public as well. Tentative date for the station to be open March of 2013. Purchase of 10 CNG truck initially, 10 to 15 more following in 6 to 12 months. Benefits to the community and so much more. And Dave, that's where you jump in. This has got to be an exciting time for BMAC Trucking.
Yes, Rob, we are extremely excited about this project. We've been working on it for over a year now, and we're happy it's finally coming to fruition. It's a major capital investment up front, but it will lead to a major reduction in our diesel fuel consumption.
Well, let me just tell you, and Lauren, here's the best part. And by the way, automobiles possibly coming to the market, they're going to be able to fill up there as well. But right now, looking at it from the trucking industry, diesel $4 a gallon, gas $3.69 a gallon, CNG less than $2 a gas gallon. Need I say more, Lauren? This is going to put a lot of money back into the pockets, not only of your drivers, but to people who have the ability to do this everywhere, right?
Absolutely, Rob. When you look at the numbers, it's an absolute no-brainer. When you start looking at paying $4 for a gallon of diesel compared to an equivalent gallon of natural gas. The other great thing, obviously, with the Marcellus Shale, we're sitting right on top of the fuel. Fuel's right here rather than depending on foreign oil. I mean, it just creates a perfect win-win situation using fuel right here in western Pennsylvania for businesses in western Pennsylvania.
And you know, David, too, the government actually may be looking for some incentives, both federal and state, to buy CNG. Explain that to me.
Yes, actually, there's currently on the federal side a $7,500 grant to you and I, to anybody, to buy a green vehicle. And these grants, with the watches, they keep changing. There's going to be more and more coming out on the state level and the federal level. Again, that's to buy any green vehicle. They're encouraging it, not just businesses and, you know, to go green, but also the general public to go green. There's several on the market now, the Honda Civic, I know the F-250 through 650 pickup trucks, but there's going to be more and more coming out that are, you know, running solely on CNG or biofuel, which is, you know, gas or diesel and CNG.
All right, Lauren, what's this going to look like? Kind of give me a sketch. Is it going to look like a typical filling station? Bigger than that, the pump's going to be traditional, or are they different? What's it going to look like?
You know, Rob, it's going to basically look like a traditional a gas station that we have now. On the backside, you'd have an area for some extra equipment, which would be a little bit different. But as far as, you know, the public, somebody pulling up to fuel at this station, really no different than what you do every day now to pull in a gas station. Obviously, the hookup at the pumps a little bit different, but as far as the pumps will be the same. Pretty much would look like your traditional gas station we have now.
But now, let me ask you, Dave, why are you doing this? Because won't Exxon and Chevron and Shell and the rest be adding these pumps and putting these tanks in when this becomes popular? Why does BMAC want to jump in and jump in as quickly and make such a major investment now?
Well, there's multiple reasons for that. I mean, obviously, the big one is the fuel cost. Obviously, the difference, as you mentioned earlier, the diesel cost. We use so many gallons of diesel, and to cut that in half from $4 a gallon to less than $2 per gas gallon equivalent is huge. Although it'll, you know, like I said, cost a major investment up front. It'll take some years to recoup, to return that investment. But the other benefits include the relying less on foreign oil, improving the air quality for Beaver County residents. These trucks' engines burn much cleaner than those with diesel engines.
Well, you being the chief financial officer know about the bottom line, Lauren. So let's get back to you with this question. And if I know Rick, customers are always right. You're going to be able to take some of these savings and pass it back to your customers as far as hauling freight. Am I correct?
That's correct, Rob. Initially, like Dave mentioned, there is an upfront investment we're looking at. Something that, you know, we wanted to get ahead of the game, be a leader, you know, as a flatbed carrier, start looking at CNG for our trucks. Down the road, you know, there's opportunities. Start looking with customers. Initially, like I said, we want to get this station up and running, get our 10 trucks in. We're very excited about it and looking forward to a groundbreaking June 15th.
Let me ask you this. Do you see a day of possible chains of these stations that do this alone? I mean, Dave, you've got your finger on the pulse. Look, I've had my heart broken so many times. Unless I see it, can feel it, and touch it, I ain't believing it. I'm excited about the Shell plant coming to Beaver County, but until they start breaking dirt, I'm just going to be out there waiting and wondering if it's going to happen. But this Utica we're hearing about in Eastern Ohio and West Virginia, which is the real sweet spot, do you really put stock into this to the point where you actually will be able to see these type of filling stations on every street corner?
Yes, Rob. I think it's going to be here sooner than later. I really believe within 5 to 10 years you're going to see so many more. They're going up monthly around the country. There's over 600 stations around the country as we speak. There's a lot of them along the East Coast, on the West Coast as well. Just about every major city in the U.S. has one or two. Pittsburgh currently has two. I believe we'll be the third one. Pittsburgh has one in Crafton and also down the Strip District. So now we'll have one located in Ambridge. But I believe it's going to be the way of the future. It's just a little bit slower progressing due to the extensive cost of the station. But the price of the fuel compared to gas or diesel, it's really a no-brainer. It's going to be a major impact around the country.
Well, it's going to be an immediate impact for you too, Lauren, because you'll have the trucks to be able to utilize the product. So this is something that you're initially doing to really pay back to your customers, and then hopefully it will be able to be something that the consumer can use as well, right?
Absolutely, Rob. Again, we're excited. We're going to have our first 10 trucks in. We're looking first quarter 2013. And then after that, obviously, we're going to look and see how we can progress from there. Also, having the station open to the public is just going to give the opportunity to residents around the area just to, like Dave mentioned, look at the new vehicles that are coming out. There's going to be some tax incentives, some grants that are coming out from the federal government, also the state government. Just give them an opportunity to look at natural gas as an alternative fuel. And kind of jump on board.
I can see it now. Let BMAC take the sting out of freight hauling. Listen, guys, I can't thank you enough. It's always a pleasure. You know how I feel about Rick and all of you and really anyone in the trucking industry. It really is the last American frontier. And there are wonderful men and women out there making it happen in those trucks, in the office, in the garages, and obviously in administration like you two gentlemen. Have a great holiday weekend. And Dave, we'll see you on the groundbreaking June 15th.
Sounds great. Thanks for having
us. Thanks a lot, Rob. Thanks for having us.
Two good guys from a great company, BMAC Trucking, but more importantly, the trucking industry in general. I mean, think about it. The groceries at your store, from the piping and the rigging, Marcellus Shale and the gas and the gasoline, and this just goes on and on and on.